Aid agencies are bringing in more staff and whatever resources they have to help thousands of people fleeing the conflict in Sudan. The humanitarian needs are overwhelming. People arrive every day. Thousands are living in transit camps. Most are South Sudanese, waiting to move away from the border as quickly as possible. It's a logistical challenge.
I was working the European migrant and refugee crisis in 2015, and it took us weeks to set up a logistical system to help people move across the borders and to the destinations that they wanted. And South Sudan is a lot more complicated when it comes to accessibility, roads, enormous distances.
Aid agencies are appealing for an additional $96 million to assist people arriving here. The government is evacuating some refugees and returnees, but with few planes and resources, it's not enough.
Sudan and South Sudan were one country until 2011. People in the South voted overwhelmingly for South Sudan to become an independent state. But the two still have strong economic and diplomatic ties, and what happens across the border will affect what happens here.
That's why South Sudan is leading mediation efforts as part of the regional bloc IGAD to get Sudan's warring sides to stop fighting.
And that's why the government has decided to keep our embassy open in Khartoum. We are not going to vacate like the rest. We believe we are also Sudanese like them. And if they are in trouble, we need to be on the spot so that this communication can be encouraged.
The UN Refugee Agency expects 240,000 people to flee to South Sudan. A few weeks ago, many of these families had relatively ordinary lives. Now they find themselves with little or nothing at all. Harmatasa Al Jazeera, Juba.